Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. Wow, what a great topic we have. We're talking about horses. Who does not love horses? No matter if you've been raised with horses, or you own horses now, or you just enjoy the beauty of horses and the energy they hold. Well, today we're going to talk about horses in a little bit different way than maybe you have heard before. And this is about some healing with horses. We're going to talk about our new book that we're so proud to announce to the world, Healing with Horses, Growth and Transformation Through the Way of the Horse. And in this book that we are so proud to publish with Big Country Publishing, there are so many fascinating stories about how horses are healing the earth, healing people, and it's going to blow your mind, open your heart, and help you see the world and horses and healing in so many new possibilities you can even imagine. So we have a very special guest today. She's one of the contributing authors for the book Healing with Horses, but she also, the reason I wanted to have our guest today, Wendy Golding, is that she is trusted and respected as a leader in the field of equine facilitated learning. She's a speaker, author, and president of Horse Spirit Connections, a not-for-profit corporation dedicated to promoting transformation and personal growth through the wisdom of the horse. So Wendy and her husband, Andre, founded Horse Spirit Connections, which is located outside of Toronto, Canada. And they created FEEL, Facilitated Equine Experiential Learning, which offers services and programs for people of all ages through horse and the healing of horses. So you can imagine how excited I am to have Wendy on the line today. Wendy, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Christina. It is a true honor to be with you, and especially with all the energy and the healing transformation that you've allowed to be created through this book, Healing with Horses, that is just going to take so much of that beautiful, intelligent energy that the horses have out into the world.
I'll tell you, this was the most amazing journey that I have been on with you, Wendy, your husband, and the other contributing authors through the FEEL Alumni Association who wrote this book, which, like I said earlier in the show, will blow your mind, open your heart, and expand your possibilities of what can actually be done. And Wendy, you know, this was your vision with your husband, Andre. Could you talk a little bit for the people who aren't familiar with your organization? Just give them a snapshot of it, what you're about, what your facility is like.
Certainly. Horse Spirit Connections, as you mentioned, is a not-for-profit corporation. And we created it because we just wanted to give so much back to the world through the way of the horses. We had seen firsthand how magical it was, how healing the horses were. And these are horses that aren't just ordinary horses anymore. They're what we call sentient horses. But we were just so blown away by their power and how willing to be of service they were. Whether they were rescued horses, no matter what, they so want to help people heal and grow. So we started Horse Spirit Connections, and that was in 2006. And since then, we have worked with thousands of people, whether it's women, men, youth. The horses love working with children. And then we work with corporations and organizations. So I find that there's no end to the possibilities that horses can do their healing magic with people. It's just our imagination and how we can set up the framework for that to happen for people. So we have a facility here outside of Toronto with 12 incredible horse teachers, and we offer all kinds of workshops for people, whether it's someone that just wants to get in touch with their authentic self, whether it's someone that wants to step up into a leadership role in their life, whether they want to do healing. We have two-day workshops. We have three-day workshops, which is of a more spiritual nature. As Andre and I are both shamanic coaches and practitioners, we weave that really deep spiritual thread through it all that actually the horses took us to a much deeper level. And then we have a five-day workshop. And then most importantly, we do feel certification training. And this is for anyone that has horses, has had horses in the past, but knows for themselves that special healing ability the horses have for people. And we train people on how to do this work and take it out. So it's a very intensive six-month program. And then we have the Feel Alumni community, and that's what's so great, is that we have a community of passionately minded, like-minded people that come together to continue to learn and grow and to invite the horse to come along with us. So this is an ongoing journey that we started almost 10 years ago, and it's so vibrant and rich and continues to be.
Well, I'll tell you, this group of Feel authors that you and Andre assembled for this book, they are just truly gifts to humanity, just as much as the horses are, and you and Andre having the vision to create this organization to launch this gift to the world. I mean, they are people who have shared their stories, intimate stories of their own, you know, growth and transformation, their own, you know, issues that they had in either their childhood or, you know, we all have these challenges through life. And they talk about, you know, how the horses help them personally, what they've seen the horses do for their clients. I mean, I don't want to give away everything in the book because you really, it's like, you know, the experience of you feel like you're there when you're reading these stories. And it's just amazing how you guys are using horses in a totally different way. So it's not just your typical corporate workshop for the listeners out there. And Wendy, you and Andre, you know, you're so corporate in so many ways, and they were very successful in the corporate world and very successful entrepreneurs and business owners outside of the horse organization. So you can completely help facilitate those corporate clients. And then in the next moment, be right there with the shamanic journey. I love that about you guys.
Well, it's wonderful to dance between the worlds.
Well, and I think that's needed right now because we are required to still live in that, you know, everyday reality of life. But so many of us are drawn to healing, to spiritual growth right now to help the earth transform. So I got to ask you, Wendy, what do you think the horses would like us to talk about today?
Well, first off, I've been asked to officially invite in Thor and Rosa, two of our horses, and Thor is found on the front cover of the book, and Rosa is on the back cover of the book. So they are becoming very demanding as we deepen our relationship and partnership with the horses. So I think they just want us to jump right into what the horses can do for people.
That sounds great, and I actually was knocked off the internet before the show started, and I promised Rosa I would bring her up first. And what I want to tell the audience is that Wendy and I did a show back at Big Country Publishing Radio, which you guys can get the archives if you want to listen to that other show, which was really a great show. I highly recommend it. But at that time, Rosa was showing herself to me energetically, and I wasn't going to bring her up, and then I was knocked off air. At that moment, I said, oh, okay, I will bring you up, and then I was right back on, no problem, and I asked Wendy, do you have a white horse? So anyway, let's jump right in. And why don't you start out, Wendy, and tell us a little bit about the you know, what Rosa and Thor, the kind of the leaders, they were kind of the project managers of this book.
Yes, they were. And that's always so fascinating. And of course, you're probably thinking, as the audience out there, how on earth could they be project managers? But Thor and Rosa, it was like a committee they formed that they would keep badgering me until we started to get more written about this incredible process with the horses. So yes, we were spreading the words in lots of ways, but they wanted a wider audience, not only for the people, but for the horses, because there's a whole consciousness rising right now. I mean, I've seen it now so many times, and not just with horses. It's called in some ways, it's called a morphogenic field. It's like species wisdom. And so it's when all of a sudden there's this great idea that needs to be birthed in the world, and it just doesn't happen with one person. It happens in a whole group of people spread around the whole world to make sure that that consciousness rises. So the horses started raising this consciousness about 20, 25 years ago in very select pockets in North America, in Europe. And now what I'm finding and I'm feeling is that people come here to take our program, and their horses are already halfway there because the consciousness just keeps rising. The more horses that are becoming sentient, more reawakening their own wisdom in this way, it's just naturally raising up the wisdom of all horses. Does that make sense?
You know, that makes total sense to me because, you know, every conversation we have, every healing you do with, you know, a group or even an individual, every person that interacts with a horse in a higher consciousness way, you know, that opens the door and unlocks so much around the world. I just can see the horses kind of like, come on, people, what are you waiting for? Let's speed this up a bit, you know?
And Thor so strongly believes, and he's actually been able to magnify his energy so that he can appear on teleseminars. He's done healing sessions at a distance now, but he just has honed that ability to reach out to people. And it's very synergistic, because what I find is that in the field program, what we've done is discovered and created and manifested a new way of being in relationship with horses. It's a much deeper way where the horses truly are the partner and the teacher. Like in a session, one of our horses is doing 75% of the work because they just have so much knowledge and awareness. But what I wanted to say was that as we, as humans, unlock this potential for the horses, that we help their consciousness raise up, they're actually opening up a doorway in our own human consciousness that we can evolve so much higher. So there's this incredible symbiotic relationship between horses and humans going on right now. And that's where I'm saying, I have no idea where this journey is going to go. But it keeps getting higher and higher for both the horses and the humans.
Well, you know, Wendy, you know how it's kind of a common saying, oh, the dog is a man's best friend. But you know, who was with the human race during all of the dark ages, all of the third dimensional warring? Who was with that human in war? It was the horse. And these are flight animals. They don't fight. Can you imagine what sacrifice they did for us?
Oh, it's been incredible, because the more I get to know the horse, and as you say, that flight, because they're a prey animal. I mean, their senses, everything is so different than we as humans. And they're actually very nervous and don't feel safe when they're away from their herd, when they don't know what's happening. For them to carry us into war is just incredible to me, as I get to know them more and more, that they would do that kind of service for us. And it wasn't that they were pushed and shoved, and some of them were dominated, but others, I mean, if you look at the leaders around the world, Genghis Khan, you know, Washington, mm-hmm. I mean, all of these people, they had these incredible horses that helped take them there. And they were as much of their partner as any other human was.
And, you know, when I was a little girl, and actually I confess now, too, if I see a movie, like a period movie or something, I always, like, cringe at the horse getting hurt in war. I don't care about the humans. Like, I was always like, oh, the horse, you know. But, you know, think of what we can do now to thank them, you know, because a lot of us believe that there's a possibility of past lifetimes. So I'm sure there's been, if there's not a lifetime this lifetime that you've had a horse, I'm sure that any of you out there who believe in past lives, that, you know, you've had horses help you. And what I love about what you guys do is you're not only focused on healing, and people can heal. Some of the stories that I have become intimate with through the process of publishing this book, Wendy, it's just amazing how much healing people receive from these horses when traditional therapy hasn't worked, or there's other places that traditional therapy could not reach. And so I just hope we're painting a picture that people can understand about how these horses are, you know, so much more special than we ever imagined.
And I'd like to paint that picture that we're not riding them in this work, when we're doing field work. It's we're working with them on the ground where the horse is at liberty. And the horse has choice as to how it engages with the person. And that, I found, has really been key, is that even though they're still domestic horses, we're giving them choice again as to how they're going to engage with a client, whether they're going to even work that day, whether they're going to do a particular activity or not. Because we have all these specially designed activities to help people, if depending on what they're working on. So by giving the horses choice, it helps them develop their own sentience. I swear, horses are much more intelligent than I am. And that's not mentally, but in every other way that it counts. You know, spiritually, emotionally, physically. I mean, they are so intuitive, they know so much. But I'd like to, when you just mentioned that, I'd like to just share something that happened this week with a client. If that's okay.
Okay, we have about 30 seconds to break. If you would rather we wait until we come back, I would love to talk about some stories like that.
Absolutely. So I would like to just finish off the segment with saying that by doing this work with the horses, we're changing the evolution of horses. We're giving them a much brighter picture where they can really be of such more service to humans. And humanity and the world.
Well, that's a beautiful note to leave on for this quick break. You guys, we have some really amazing things to share with you. So stay with us. If you want to surf the net and check some of this magical offerings with horses, go to horsespiritconnections.com and you can look at some of these things Wendy's talking about. We will be right back.
I am Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I have developed a proprietary system that reveals accurate insight into someone's personality traits called Namology Science. This science of unlocking the secrets hidden in a person's name has become so popular that I am offering a Namology Science coaching certification program. Join our international community of certified Namology coaches. Go to knowthename.com for details.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish? Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Angelic Sound Healing by Amazon's bestseller Ted Winslow. Experience the healing tones of these divine frequencies as you call upon your angels. Transcend yourself into the angelic realm and let your spirit soar to the sensation of theta binaural beats. Now available on Amazon and iTunes, Angelic Sound Healing by Ted Winslow.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking about healing with horses, growth and transformation through the way of the horse, which is a collection of inspirational stories of horses and healing and how they're being worked with in completely unconventional healing ways. I'm going to read a little bit from the book, and this will give you an idea of how magical these horses are. Sometimes we experience incredible and astonishing moments that go far beyond what our mind and senses can accept. These astonishing occasions are genuine experiences of the unexplainable. Being in the presence of a horse inspires a sense of mystery and wonder, allowing magic to occur. If you love horses, dream of horses, or are simply drawn to the horse, this book is for you. Wendy, you have such a magical connection with horses, and we're here today with Wendy Golding, one of the contributing authors to the book and one of the founders of the Feel Alumni and also Horse Spirit Connections with her husband, Andre. So, Wendy, why don't you tell us about the story about what just happened this week?
Absolutely. Well, this is someone that, this is kind of like a last-ditch effort. She has been suffering from mental health issues for 2 years and actually had voluntarily gone into a home here in Ontario for over 2 months. And so she has really been doing everything that she could. She was taking a lot of personal development courses, reading everything she could. And nothing really seemed to be working. So she's still seeing her psychiatrist, and so I agreed to work with her on that basis. And so she's now done 3 sessions here with the horses. And each session has been so different and unique. She describes it as that, you know, sometimes she just can't see her world clearly. And she's just so full of rage. So in this last session that she did, her 3rd session, she was actually working with our horse named Paris. And Paris was able to, very quietly, I mean, Paris really wasn't doing anything at all. So if you were watching what was happening, you wouldn't pick up really too much. It's the horses work with us energetically on so many different levels. And prior to this particular visit, they had already worked with her chakras, her energy systems to help open her up. Because her mind was so busy, she had no awareness really of what her body wisdom could tell her, could help her heal herself. And so in this particular session, Paris created an opening for her so that she could actually have this incredible creative visualization for herself. And what then ended up transpiring was that she went into her little girl. And it was her little girl that had suffered, received the pain, and had shut all these walls around herself. And had still maintained those walls of hurt and pain. And so Paris was able to reach that little girl from a place of trust and understanding so that we could start doing some healing work so that that little girl could feel safe again. And it was just so magical to see how her face changed, her body changed, her energy changed. She softened. She always kept herself held so tight because that was the only way she knew to keep safe in the world. And so she was able to soften and embrace life really as it is. So she went home and she sent me an email when she got home, and she said, I came as someone that was very depressed, very tight, and I left a totally different person. So we hear this all the time. It's magical. It's transformational. That's why we still love and keep doing this work, because each person the horse will respond differently to. They're masters at seeing what the person really needs underneath all the masks that we've learned to wear in our society. So they really find that essence of who you are. They reach out and find and bring out to the light your authenticity. And it's through this meeting of yourself again that lasting change happens. And so we hear these stories of young people. And because they're young and they haven't developed all those masks that we have as adults, the horses can connect to them so much faster because they do it through a heart connection. Stop me whenever you want to.
Oh, no. I haven't personally been with these horses that Wendy's talking about. And so this is available to everybody. And even if you cannot physically make it to a workshop, these horses will work on you and heal you energetically and open things in you. Like Wendy says, they are amazing. And there's a lot of stories about different scenarios with the different horses and different issues people have had. And it's not like you think going on a trail ride. It's not like that. They're like these healers. It's hard to explain it. Wendy, I can share something remotely, how they worked with me.
Absolutely.
And then we can talk more about some of the experiences that you and your facilitators have had as well with the during the workshops and the private sessions you do with your horses. But, you know, we are in the middle of creating this book. I was just kind of along for the ride, so to speak. But and they were all of the authors were really busy working on their chapters, and I was just feeling the energy of the horses so much. And here they're, most of them are in Canada, and I'm in Colorado, right? So I'm taking, and I shared this with you, Wendy, briefly. I was just taking a moment as having a salt bath, essential oil bath, to just clear my energy, and I was playing some healing music, and I just started thanking the horses. And thanking the horse ancestors, the current horses that were guiding the book. And, you know, Thor and Rosa and their team, and a lot of them are named in the book, and there's pictures as well. And so I'm just sitting there in gratitude and love, and Wendy had said something about the horse ascended masters, and I thought, oh my gosh, I never even thought of that. All these years I've done spiritual work, so I was calling in the ascended masters, and through this love, and all of a sudden, my heart chakra opened in a way that I have never experienced through 20 plus years of receiving different energy healing sessions and doing meditation and other spiritual practices. And I was bawling, Wendy. I was not sad. It was releasing something in me. I don't even know, you know, in what dimension and what lifetime. I don't even know what it was, but it was just, I sobbed for like 10 minutes. And I knew it was the horses. I felt them all around me and giving me this healing. And so you guys out there listening, no matter where you are in the world, if you have the opportunity to actually be in the physical presence with them, awesome. But if you can't, you can call on them wherever you are. Their healing is so powerful. So anyway, that's my little healing story with your group of horses, Wendy.
Well, thanks for sharing. And I want to say that it's the horses meet you wherever you're at spiritually and then take you further. And that's what I love about it. That's what feeds me constantly. You mentioned the Ascended Horse Masters. And the horses are so much more in touch with their own species consciousness. And so they're accessing something so much greater than they are singularly. And they're teaching us as humans how to do that for our own human race. And that's what I believe is going to bring so much healing to our planet. But some people will come and just stand next to a horse and go into this place of heart connection. Because I do want to say, we haven't mentioned it yet, but horses connect to people through their hearts. And we as people, we're not used to connecting except with our loved ones and our families maybe. We're not used to living our lives from our heart space. And yet that's the biggest lesson that the horses have taught me, is to be able to live my life fully through an open heart, and that's how I found joy. So if nothing else, sometimes the horses, someone will stand next to a horse, and if they have this heart connection, then all of a sudden they feel this incredible peace enveloping them. It doesn't have to be this huge outpouring or releasing. It can be just this incredible sense of belonging, this sense of peacefulness, of connecting to spirit, to the world, to God, whatever that is for someone. It's an all-encompassing feeling that men and women have not been able to really articulate and put into words, but it is so powerful.
Well, what amazes me with the horses, Wendy, is how they, like you said, you could just be standing by the horse, or, you know, they come to you guys in different ways. You know, there's stories about some of the people, you know, who are other authors in the book, you know, how they heard about a horse that needed rescuing and the horse was blind, you know, but she knew that horse was a healer and that horse wanted to do work, you know, and you don't have to be, you don't even have to own a facility to own horses. You have people in your organization, Wendy, that will go to other horse organizations or horse rescues and work with horses there and people and hold workshops at these different places, or go to people's houses who own a horse but have, you know, would love to have a session. So for all of you out there who are healers, whether you are a traditional, you're a psychotherapist, a psychologist, a life counselor, or you're maybe alternative with a Reiki master, or you do other kinds of healing work, intuitive healing, whatever it may be, you if you feel drawn to this, pay attention, because we need a lot of people out there working with horses in this way to change this world and heal people and to help the horses in their consciousness as well and what they're doing for humanity. And that's why I was so honored to be a part of this book, because when I found out about this organization and what they're doing, it was like, this is amazing. This is, you know, this is going to change the world.
I absolutely agree. And the horses do too. And I think you're right, Christina. I mean, you don't need to have your own farm and lots of horses. A lot of our graduates don't own horses. And as you say, they travel from barn to barn and spread this wisdom and wake up horses. And it's really great to see how we can rescue horses, horses that everybody has given up on and they don't know what to do. A lot of them now are going to the meat market, which just destroys me. But we can save these horses. They can do so much more for us. And people that have riding stables and the horses are getting older and they can't, you know, maintain that grueling schedule anymore. But thank goodness, you know, they've developed this bond with this horse. People can work with those horses at someone's boarding facility and they'll earn their keep. They'll bring back revenue for that facility. So the horses, that's why I'm saying there's a whole new evolution, a way of being with horses that we don't have to be riding them on their backs. We can work with them on the ground. And I think a lot of people were drawn, especially women, to horseback riding because we didn't know any other way of being around horses. We were drawn to them. We were fascinated to them by them. But the only way we knew to get close to them was horseback riding lessons. So now there's a whole different way of spending time with them, that we teach people on how to be connected with them at such a deep level, and you never have to ride them again. And it's just amazing. And so that's what makes my heart sore, because we can actually save these horses and give them another new life. And at the same time, they're helping us as humans find a better way of living, to be satisfied, to be confident, to find our way of being in the world.
Well, and think of how many people own horses and they're like, oh, I just don't have time to ride. And then they feel guilty. And then, you know, and their work, you know, life takes over and they have these horses they're feeding every month. Well, I'll tell you what, you go find your friend who's a massage therapist or a Reiki master or a life coach, or I'm sure you have several of them, because now more than ever, there's a lot of healers out there trying to make a living, and a lot of them are struggling. Why not pair up? You guys, you know, if you have the facility, you have the horses, you know, there's so much possibility here, and it's changing so much. You know, obviously it's a great business model because people are looking for different types of experiential healing. They don't necessarily always want to sit in a shrink's office and talk about their problems, right? Maybe they've done that for 20 years, and, you know, but they would love to go spend a day with horses at a workshop. And there's just so much potential. I feel like screaming it from the rooftop, Wendy. That's why I was excited about this show. Now, can you talk a little bit? You mentioned something to me a while back about the horses were like loose or something, and people were lying on the massage table, received a healing or something. Ah. I mean, that blew my mind, Wendy. Could you talk a little bit about some of the unconventional ways the horses will work with people?
Certainly. This is what we call guided tabletop healing. So a person is laying on a massage table in an enclosed space, because you're going to bring in a horse or horses to be at liberty in space. And the person is actually laying on the massage table in order to feel a little bit safe, and it puts it more at the horse's nose level. Although I did have an experience a couple of weeks ago where someone just laid on the ground in the arena, and the horse worked its magic that way. So we call it guided because we as field facilitators are actually guiding the experience and using our own intuitive ability. So it becomes a threesome. It's the horse as the healer, and it's the field practitioner who is guiding the experience and through their intuition, also suggesting what might happen next, and then the client. And so the horse, depending on what the client's objective is for healing, whether it's something physical, whether it's something emotional, whether it's something spiritual, we create a sacred space. And it's what we call, what Kathleen Ingram calls, the sacred space of possibility. And there's a lot of work energetically to bring the horse, the facilitator, and the client together so that we're all vibrating at a higher frequency. And in this way, the horse can tune into whatever blockages are there for the person, whether it's a physical blockage. We've had horses that will work on someone's knee, and we found out afterwards, you know, that they've never been able to do a lot with that particular knee, that it had always been weak or something. And so that the horse is working with a physical area of the person's body. We then have it where someone was grieving and could not release her grief. And so the horse worked with the person's heart chakra, worked with her third eye, worked with her throat chakra. And with the help of the practitioner, we were able to release physically all of those stuck places. And at the end of the session, the person is actually healed from whatever that is, for whatever is meant to happen in that moment. And this is where we truly believe, though, that the person is responsible for their own healing, so that they're engaged in this process. It's not something like they're just laying back and saying, okay, do me. It's something that all three people are totally engaged in this healing moment.
Well, I just love hearing as many stories as I can. We have a quick break right now. When we come back, we're going to talk more to Wendy Golding, one of the contributing authors to Healing with Horses.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Do you feel stuck? Do you feel empty or lost? Have you tried to clear what's not working from your life and have the same issues coming up over and over? There is hope. A heart and soul healing session can retrieve your soul and heal your heart so you can feel love, joy, peace, and abundance. Contact Claudia McNeely today at www.askclaudia.com and feel better now.
Hello, my name is Ted Winslow. And as a professional singer, songwriter, musician, and audio engineer, I have worked with voice coaching for many years. I created a new CD, Vocalist Scales and Intervals, for my clients who were looking for an easy and affordable way to improve the quality of their voice. So, if you're in broadcasting, public speaking, or in the music industry, you'll benefit from the voice exercises. Just load it into your MP3 player and you're ready to go. Vocalist Scales and Intervals by Ted Winslow is now available on iTunes, Amazon, and BigCountryPublishing.com.
Well, Welcome back. I hope you guys are enjoying this show as much as I am. Listen, I highly recommend you guys checking out this book, Healing with Horses. And you can get it as an ebook if you don't want to print it. Get the paperback on Amazon, and all the information's on bigcountrypublishing.com. But I want to mention something about this book really quick before I bring Wendy on, is that each chapter and each author has such a totally different experience with the horses and background. I mean, you'll have a vegan, life coach person, or you'll have a massage therapist. You'll have someone who works with the youth. You have someone who works with autism. I mean, the stories are so vast and so unique. It's just incredible. It will definitely touch your heart and change your life. So Wendy, would you like to talk a little bit about those authors that contributed to this book?
Absolutely. I am in so much awe of someone that wants to dedicate their life to doing this work with horses. So I'm always so honored to be part of their journey, that they've gone through the field training program. They're part of our field alumni community, that they're so passionate about this. And I really just want to recognize each one of them individually. So I'd like to thank Beverly Clifton, Susan Collard, Wilma Dizou, Jennifer Garland, Jackie LaDussure, Andre LeCoultre, Jennifer Schramm, Raymond Violette, and Kira Willis. And so I know each of these women and men intimately through the incredible process that each one of them has gone through, because it is such a personal journey to become a teacher with the horses in this way. And so, as you mentioned, Christina, everyone comes with a different background, a different story, but the horses have touched their soul in such a deep way that they are so passionate about bringing this work out. So it's been a real delight and honor to have worked with each and every one of them and bringing this book to life. So thank you.
Well, those authors are amazing, and all of them are doing healing work in different ways, and it has contact information. So if you connect with someone who wrote a chapter in this book and you want to go to their facility, you know, they're spread out all over, so there might be one close to you, or you want them to come to you and you host some kind of an event, you know, I highly encourage you connecting with who you feel attracted to, because I really believe that everything happens for a reason. So if you're listening to this show, or if you're inspired to share this show with someone you know who is a healer, or who would like healing, or would be interested in the horses and what this is about, I do encourage you to share this, because that's all it takes. You know, someone gets an idea. Oh, that sounds fun. I think I'll go to Canada this fall for a workshop. That's what I was asking for. You just might be the one to share that message and to help someone on their path. So, Wendy, we only have a few minutes left. Is there anything Thor or Rosa would like to say? I got to tell you, sometimes I just stare at the book and the pictures of the horses, because I just feel their energy so much. They're just such gifts to us.
Well, and in the back of the book, there's some activities or exercises for people to connect with horses, as you mentioned earlier, if you don't have a horse. So we made sure that we could bring the wisdom of the horse out that way. But even if you have a picture of a horse, Thor is asking me to ask you, if you get the Healing with Horses book, to look deeply into his eyes, and he will touch your soul, and he will help you. And if you don't have the Healing with Horses book, just find a picture of a horse that really speaks to you, resonates to you, and look deeply into its eyes. They really can touch our soul, see into our soul much more deeply than we can. and they bring out that potential of who we are in the full lightness of our being. There's a short poem I'd like to read, which is in the book. Horses teach you the rhythm of the dance of life. They surround you with joy, and as you listen to the murmur of the voice of spirit in your heart. Arthur, author unknown. So they can surround you and open yourself up to all the possibilities of connecting to the world around us in ways that we have no idea of.
Well, and any of you out there who want to contact Wendy, you can go to horsespiritconnections.com or feelalumni.com. And, you know, if you have that calling with the horses, there's so many ways to connect. And that this whole book was a gift to, you know, these authors spent a lot of time and energy and resources, and they dedicated so much to this book to help people in their healing journey, to help raise awareness about how these horses are healing the world and raising consciousness and helping people in their healing journey. And so I highly encourage you guys to explore the possibilities with horses. Wendy, in closing, is there anything that you would like to share?
From a personal perspective, I am just starting to live my life with joy and through a full heart, and that's truly due to my deep relationship and connection with our horses. Now, mind you, don't get me wrong, they'll give me shit all the time. They yell at me. Quite fascinating.
They're kind of bossy.
yes, they are getting that way. But I do want to mention that our next field certification training program is in November, starting in November of this year. We've got three going right now that are full, and we have people coming from Connecticut, and we have graduates in Colorado, actually, and we have some out in Wisconsin. And so throughout North America. And also, we do have a new workshop that's not up on our website yet called Journey to Authenticity. And it's through the way of the horse, and it's 5 days of being immersed in horse wisdom. And it also is very spiritual in focus. So what we've learned and discovered is the amount of personal growth and transformation that our field trainers go through in the program. So what the horses want us to do is provide that same richness to people that may not want to be trainers or leaders in this field, but just want to experience at a really deep level what the horses can provide. So that's in September, and people could email me to get more information about that. But I just want to say in closing, thank you, Christina. You have been such an incredible inspiration to all of us in writing Healing with Horses. You've challenged us. You've made us cry. You've made us laugh. As we've recalled and dug ever deeper to be able to transfer our experiences with the horses in a way that people could understand and really get in touch with. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being such an incredible publisher and coach for all of us.
Oh, Wendy, I'm so humbled by that. Thank you. Don't make me cry on air now. thank you so much. It truly was my honor to work with your group and of writers and facilitators in the horses and work with you and Andre. This show is so important to me to be able to get people like Wendy out there so you guys can find out about this incredible work that her and her group are doing. And I really encourage you guys to get in contact with her if you have been touched by this show or by her book that her and her team of authors and Feel Alumni have put together, because these horses will truly change the world and they're just waiting for us to connect with them. So thanks again, Wendy, for being on the show. And to all of you listening, please share the archives with your friends and let them know about this important work. So even if it's just, being in that energy of the horse, we hope that you've been blessed by this show and you have a beautiful week. Thank you.
Thank you again.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.